morning. I'm joined by Carla Harris. I've also got Terry Copley and Joe Coleman joining me today. And it's all to talk about what we thought was going to be a promotion for the Midwest Magic game. That is the game, the seventh annual game between the Midwest Magic team and the Burlington Police Department. It has been a huge draw, 1,200 fans last year at Johansson Fieldhouse. But, Carla, you said your decision was made last night to pull the plug on that. Is that right?
Yes, late last night we decided that it was the best thing for our athletes in the community to not do this. One of the reasons that it took us so long to not do this, we needed to figure out what our game plan was. If people want their ticket reimbursed, we'd be happy to do that for them.
Okay.
And how
we But it is a, it was a fundraiser for Special Olympics,
yes.
Right? Okay.
Yes.
All right, we got Terry Copley and we got Joe Coleman. Terry, so what position do you play? What do you play in the basketball?
League guard.
Okay. And Joe, what are you? Are you a guard or forward, or what do you play on the team?
I'm forward.
A forward, okay. Mm-hmm. And you guys have been practicing since October, is that right?
Yes.
So you practice since October, but you don't get to play the big game. Or and when would the Special Olympics themselves of Iowa, the competition you would be going to, that's also been postponed, is that right?
I believe that has been completely canceled.
Canceled as well. Okay.
To back that up, they were supposed to have an area game back in January.
Okay.
And that was canceled because of weather.
Oh, okay. So you guys, how often did you play? Joe, how often did you guys get together to play? How often do you practice?
A long time.
Okay. Now. Like a week, or do you practice once a week, Terry?
Yeah, once a week.
Yes,
okay.
Do.
And who's the coach?
Debbie Barnes or I coach, and then we have several volunteers that come and help.
Okay. Now, if I'm right, the scores, you guys have really beaten the pulp out of the police department the last 6 years. I think the scores have been out. Yeah, I think you guys have won by at least 30 points each time. Isn't that right?
Yep.
Have you guys played in the games before?
Yeah, and we played that blowout one, too.
Okay, so
these two gentlemen have played in every game we've had.
Wow, okay. And so, I know, how many members are on the team? How many members are on the team, Terry?
Like 54 or 55 people.
Okay.
And Sheriff.
Okay, so that's... How do you get them all in there?
It's tough, but we have a rotation before the game starts. We have it set up in groups of five, and we just rotate them through.
Okay.
Because everybody wants to see their family member play, you know.
Okay.
And sometimes they don't get to play a really long time, but we try to rotate them in as quick as we can.
I was asking earlier about you guys going to continue to practice, or is this something you're waiting to see or kind of playing it by ear, so to speak?
Yes, we are going to be playing this by ear on whether to get people together.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know, I guess what? When the times are tough, the tough get going, and you guys will, I'm guessing you will be back on that basketball court, and you will have another chance to play the Burlington Police Department, and I'm going to guess that the smart money will be on you guys beating the pulp out of the police department again. Is that a safe bet?
Yes.
All right. Well, it's not happening on the 22nd. We were going to broadcast that on our Fox Sports station, but you know what? When it happens again, we will, and hopefully life will return to normal. Carla, yeah. Thanks for being with me. Terry, thank you for being with me. And Joe, you have a great day too, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Ball, for being with me. Again, no Midwest Magic Police Department game on the 22nd, but they will return sometime, someday, and we will announce that. Have a great day, guys.